listening to Podka. I'm your host, Ellen Ellis, and this is episode number 149. Our topic today is intriguing.
This episode is brought to you by
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Okay, let's get to it. This was done not out of competitiveness, but as cultural research, and an extremely intriguing research it was. It is a show with 10 parts on the subject of therapy, which might benefit from being told as a single, longer sitting. The therapy sessions felt grounded in reality, as did Alan's therapist's strategies for survival, and the finale deserves points for being surprising, even slightly dissatisfying, one that is going to elicit some extreme reactions when it is broadcast later this year. It is one of many pieces to live action drama, from Sam's fixated interest in the new best restaurant to therapist Alan's memories to the family's long simmering disputes, and with the two plot textured characters at its center, unraveling episode by episode, this is a genre show made with care and thought. It is large enough to make a pronounced point about Cristoforetta's spotted lights from the International Space Station. Toy 1452b is also visible in the portion of the sky, in the constellation Draco, which can be observed by the James Webb Space Telescope at nearly any time of the year. Real space observations of the imbalanced charge distribution within a perovskite-sensitized solar cell. Clarification of the charge carrier partitioning and operating mechanism of a perovskite CH3NH3 lead 3-iodide XCLX solar cell. Ferroelectric solar cells based on inorganic-organic hybrid perovskites. Hysteresis and transient behaviors in the current voltage measurements of a hybrid perovskite-absorbing solar cell. Enhanced solar cell photoluminescence and performance by Lewis-based passivation of organic-inorganic lead halide perovskites. Light-induced increases of the electronic diffusion lengths in the PN junction type CH3NH3PBBR3 perovskite solar cells. The first paper about a planar HOIP solar cell, which definitively showed that a good charge transport is possible inside the CH3NH3PBI3 itself, was deduced from REF. This computational study, which appeared a half decade prior to the first HOIP solar cells, predicted that the carriers of the charges within CH3NH3PBX3 materials will have a low effective mass. One of the TOI 1452b simulations, created by the computational modeling experts of the Discovery team, showed that water might account for as much as 30% of its mass. While Earth's surface is 70% water, Earth's seas of blue are less than 1% of the planet's mass. CD28 and CTLA4 exert opposite effects on T-cell responses to stimulation. Many types of tumor cells may express on their surfaces a specific ligand for immune-suppressive checkpoint proteins, thereby blocking the growing tumors from being attacked by the immune system. The main effect of antibodies is to bind to cell antigens and label cancer cells to be destroyed by immune-competent cells. The first type is the personalized cancer vaccine, made with a patient's own cells, that is either based on the tumor cells or on immune system cells. Several FDA-approved cancer preventive vaccines have been used over the last couple of decades. If new, better cancer therapies are to be discovered, and if the current ones are improved, an urgent increase in funding and support of basic science research on the complex and fascinating interaction between our immune system and cancer cells must occur. This kind of therapy will be used together with other cancer therapies, like surgery or radiation, in order to destroy a small number of persisting cancer cells. This is one example of very successful cancer therapies that include activation of macrophages to help in the tumor's rejection. Use of lymphocytes infiltrated by the tumor and interleukin-2 for immune treatment of patients with metastatic melanoma. Observations on systemic delivery of autologous lymphokine-activated killer cells and recombinant interleukin-2 in patients with metastatic cancer. Inhibition of PD-L1 by MPDL3280A and clinical efficacy in patients with metastatic urothelial bladder cancer. Herbst R.S., Michael C. A study of MPDL3280A, a modified PD-L1 antibody, in patients with locally advanced or metastatic cancer. In trying to marry two character studies with one cliffhanger thriller, Joel Fields and Joe Weisberg's Joe Weisberg frequently makes us want more of one, or less of the other, depending on the episode. The patient, like Sam, is fascinating but also depressing, and the unusual format turns what is otherwise a dramatic, pulpy thriller into something that is slightly repetitive and poorly paced. Happily, McLaren's inclination to want to have all of his case studies prove just one thing has not weakened the energy he brings to each, resulting in each becoming a frequently compelling, rewarding tale on its own. First, according to the different methods for unit analysis, we found no difference between single higher-level units and random linear combinations of higher-level units. Second, we investigate whether instance-based contrastive learning is better at learning from images in which there are more than one entity. We find that significant hierarchical local features can be learned, even though these goals work with global, instance-level features. Interest in the immune system again bursts in after 1945, with a number of advances in immunological and cancer studies, such as interferon discovery or Ruth and John Graham's highly successful work on the first cancer vaccine. Shashir was claimed off waivers last year by the Philadelphia Eagles following final cuts. Togiai is still relatively new at the tight end position, and he may be appealing to teams as an option no. Pinnock has 3 years left on his rookie contract, so a team that claims him would have a long-term asset. A speedster with depth, Johnson should get looks from multiple teams on the waiver wire. A first-round pick just a year ago, Leatherwood should draw interest from a few teams looking for upgrades on the offensive line. That said, his rookie deal makes it unlikely that interest will surge before the waiver wire opens. When astronauts peer back down to Earth from the International Space Station at night, they frequently see shimmering lights marking cities, boats, and other human endeavors. The walls make up a maple-lined hallway, which, with its abundant lighting and surfaces moving in every direction, dramatizes the act of entering and creates an intriguing, strangely shaped space.
Episode 149 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Ellen Ellis. Adios.